It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Craft Food and Wine Festival is this Sunday at the Columns in downtown Memphis. This new culinary festival is all about eating local. The event will offer two 2-hour tasting sessions that day for attendees to sample and savor culinary creations from over 40 local vendors. Cheeses, sauces, popcorn, charcuterie, jams and jellies, and baked goods are a few of the offerings. Local beers, teas, and cider, as well as a Bloody Mary bar, will also be served. Organizer Christina McCarter describes it as a farmer's market with free samples. As they walk in the door, each attendee is given a wooden cheese board to arrange their samples. Chef Aaron Winters of Sur La Table is one of the chefs that will be participating. He offered the following advice on making your own butcher boards at home. First, use local ingredients when you can. Charcuterie from City Block Salumeria and goat cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farm are two of his go-tos. He also picks up veggies from the farmer's market and pickles them to use as garnishes. Aaron said one of the biggest errors people make is not having enough contrasting flavors. If you have a funky cheese, he recommends serving something sweet like a tomato jam with it. Balance salty charcuterie with fresh or dried fruit. He also pointed out that most cheeses and charcuterie are best at room temperature. Be sure to let the ingredients come to room temperature before serving so that the flavors open up. For more information and tickets to the event, visit craftfoodandwinefestival.com. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.